Proclamation number 7733 of 29th of October, 1960. God's will. Free will. Divine order. And above all is my will. For this sustains the whole universe, the whole spiritual and material kingdom. My will governs heaven and earth, the spiritual world of light and also the kingdom of darkness, for everything serves me consciously or unconsciously so that one day gods like me will create with me in bliss. My wisdom has foreseen everything since eternity that takes place in the past, in the present and in the future. And my infinite love was the basis of everything that my might has brought to pass since eternity. And this included the creation of beings of a kind similar to myself, for on the one hand they signified an immense happiness for me as well as on the other hand their own happiness which, depending on the being's will, remained with them or was also prevented by them. But which, in turn, my wisdom recognized as expedient and was based on the being's will. Even if it was wrongly directed. My eternal plan of salvation was built upon. The will was always the decisive factor. The will of the beings I had created was free. And yet, my will rules by being active throughout the universe based on the will of those beings, by my will governing spiritual and earthly creations, by becoming the basis for my law of order which is irrevocable. The beingness can indeed rebel against this law of order, it can violate it but it can never override this law. Instead, it is to bear the consequences itself if it violates it. If it thinks and acts against my will. My will remains decisive for all eternity. And even if my adversary tries to overrule my will by acting against it himself, it is only ever to his own disadvantage, and he only ever increases the distance from me, but he will never be able to overturn the law of eternal order, that is, he himself must also accept my will, he must bow to it, although my love leaves him freedom as long as my wisdom seeks to invalidate his activity. But as soon as his measure is full, he himself will also be invalidated, because my will is above everything. Because he, too, emerged from me and has to bow down under my will. For there is only one source of strength, and it is me. And since everything that exists draws its strength from this source, it must also be subject to my will and eternally bow to this will. But since I endow the being with free will, it can certainly develop its will in every direction, but it will only ever be a blissful creature if its will agrees with mine. And every opposing will have a disastrous effect on the being. Then it no longer lives according to the law of eternal order but stands outside of this law, outside of my will and outside of beatitude. Yet I recognized from eternity that it meant a great spiritual battle to bring that which resisted me back into the law of order, and my love and wisdom allowed this battle to take place, but my will also brought this battle within the framework of the lawful order, i.e., my adversary was granted a just measure of his activity which corresponded to the will of the being for which I and he were now fighting the battle. But he may not exceed this measure or my will bind him so that he will be incapable of any further activity. For my will also controls the dark world. He, too, must bow to my will, to whom I once gave fullest freedom which he abused. But my will is always guided by my love and wisdom, and my love and wisdom therefore predominantly accepts the free will of all beings created by me, so that they submit to mine, which guarantees highest perfection and highest beatitude. And therefore my love and wisdom will one day achieve that all beings of free will integrate themselves into the law of eternal order, and then their will also be the same as mine, and there will no longer be a battle, because love will then unite me myself with all my created beings. Because there will no longer be any will directed against me. Amen.